On the front page of the Vatican daily newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano, on Wednesday, the British Foreign Minister David Miliband and his French counterpart Bernard Kouchner presented a joint initiative calling for an effective international arms trade treaty under the auspices of the United Nations. While a number of countries or regions already have laws banning the illegal trade and sale of weapons, supporters of this new initiative see it as a vital step to stopping the flow of arms, often into the poorest countries, where they claim up to 1,000 victims each day. The two foreign ministers are calling on the Holy See in particular to bring its vital moral and diplomatic influence to bear, as it has done in the past for other international treaties and campaigns. My colleague Charles Collins sat down with the British ambassador to the Holy See, Francis Campbell, to find out more.
An arms trade treaty is an attempt, a global attempt, to provide global standards to stop the illicit flow of conventional weapons. It's not designed to prevent a country from defending themselves or having the right of self-defense, but it's to try to stop that illicit trade. And at the moment, we have a number of national and regional frameworks, but we don't have any global framework to stop this trade in illicit weapons. And what we want to do is we want to have a set of standards that are globally binding, that there's a consensus at the global level to actually stop this flow of arms, often going into the poorest parts of the world and exacerbating problems of human rights abuses, of conflict, and also of undermining the work that has been done in international development and in raising people's standard of living. And this is what it's about. It's about trying to get something that has a comprehensive package that has global consensus. And whilst there are national and regional frameworks, it's to try to really have something at a higher level that, in a sense, complements some of these structures, but something where there is minimum standards that we can enforce.
If much of this trade is already illegal, how would this treaty help?
Well, it would bring transparency, that there would be a United Nations framework where we would have a set of standards that we could actually look at these standards and see what's going on. It would be nationally enforceable, but we're able to have these set of standards. We're able to bring transparency to the fore, and you're able to see what's going on, and you're basically able to better enforce arms embargoes where they exist. And it's designed to stop the illicit flow of conventional weapons by bringing transparency into the equation.
Why is Britain and France in particular taking a lead in this initiative?
Well, this article is the product of the British and French foreign secretaries who have written today in the Vatican's newspaper. But it's something that the European Union itself has taken forward. It's something that you will find a considerable degree of global consensus on. Britain and France have been very much involved from 2006, from the very outset, when this notion of an arms trade treaty was launched. And together with the Holy See and with a number of other states who form the Friends of the Arms Trade Treaty, we have really built up a momentum to try to bring this work and try to actually get this work done and achieved at the UN system.
What is the role of the Holy See in an arms trade treaty? The Holy See doesn't deal in arms. What can it do?
Well, the reason, I think, the primary reason for this article appearing today in L'Osservatore Romano is the example of the Cluster Munitions Treaty from last year, which was signed last December, and the Holy See was among one of the first states to sign the Cluster Munitions Treaty. But we have to look back. We have to look to the Dublin Conference in May and to the Wellington Conference in March, two PrepCom conferences on the Cluster Munitions Treaty, where the Holy See played a pivotal role, a really pivotal role in actually achieving the consensus. Now, that role is not widely known, but if it were not for the Holy See acting as a bridge inside the negotiations, then we really would not have been able to sign a cluster munitions treaty last December. So by writing today, by publishing this article in the Vatican's newspaper, we are anxious to replicate the success that we had with the cluster munitions treaty, but now to do it with an arms trade treaty.
And my thanks there to the British Ambassador to the Holy See, Francis Campbell.